We are going to get the hour started by turning our attention to another one of the great local nonprofits that were selected by you to be among the recipients of our first ever Campaign for Local Community Nonprofit Advertising Fund. You made the choice of 10 nonprofits and you donated thousands of dollars that are going to go to all of these nonprofits in the form of advertising credit here on 97.9 The Hill. So we're going to hear from all of them over the course of the coming weeks and months, and one of those great organizations is Meals on Wheels of Durham. They do great work every single day and week here in the Triangle community, and they've got a holiday gift program coming up that we want to talk to you about today. We're joined in the studio by two very special guests. Jason Peace is the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Durham, and Jennifer Greenhood is a volunteer for Meals on Wheels. Jason, Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So first of all, before we get to the holiday gift program, tell us about just Meals on Wheels of Durham. Who do you serve? Where do you serve? How many people do you help?
So we've been around for 45 years. So we're deeply entrenched in the community. So right now we're serving over 500 clients a month. Mm-hmm. And that's throughout Durham County. And we go as far as the Rougemont and Bahama. So if anybody knows anything about Durham County, Rougemont and Bahama are kind of on the outskirts.
You get out there.
We get out there a little bit. Yeah.
Cool. So how have things changed in the last 8 months?
Wow. So
how have things not changed in the last?
Yeah, everything's changed, right? So for me, this is all I know.
Right.
Because I started right when the COVID pandemic.
Oh, man.
Came, right. So this is.
Was the former executive director just laughing at you on the way out the door?
I hope
just
not.
Like, okay,
I
good,
hope not.
Good.
But so this is all I know. But prior to me coming aboard, we used to deliver hot meals every day, mm-hmm. 5 days a week to our clients. So once COVID hit, we had to change that operation because we wanted to make sure that, one, we kept our volunteers safe, and two, we wanted to make sure that our clients are safe, because both our clients and our volunteers, some of them fall in the most vulnerable demographic for COVID susceptibility. So what we did, we went from five delivering hot meals every day during the week, went to a one-day delivery of frozen meals throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And so we've been able to accomplish that. And in that time, we've delivered over 80,000 meals.
Wow.
In that time. And we've had 300 volunteers helping on a monthly basis, like Jennifer over here. And we've really been fortunate, very, very fortunate.
I got to say, and every time we talk about Meals on Wheels, it keeps coming back to this. Those meals are life-saving, but the connection that you make with your clients, those daily check-ins or weekly check-ins now, are equally life-saving and even more important now than ever, because people aren't able to check in with each other.
I mean, you're exactly right. So, you know, one of our big components of our program is that social connection, mm-hmm. being able to have that face-to-face interaction, because let's face it, we all need it, right? You know, I miss my friends sometimes, and I just have to make a special trip just to put my eyes on.
Yep.
So, you know, that unfortunately has been taken away because of COVID and safety precautions. So what we try to do is we make these wellness calls twice a week just to check in and say, hey, how are you doing? Everything going okay? Is there anything you need? Are you still going to be home to receive your meals on Monday? So for us, I think is highly important, because when you don't have that social connection, other things start to creep in.
Yep.
Right? And we already know that this population, the ones that we serve, are very vulnerable and at risk to depression and things that come along with that, particularly if they don't have that social interaction.
Speaking with Jason Peace, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels of Durham. Jennifer Greenhood, also here in the studio, volunteers for Meals on Wheels. And Jennifer, over to you. How did you get connected with Meals on Wheels in the first place?
Well, I was looking for a way to get involved in the community. And, you know, there are so many different things you can do. You can be on the board, you can raise funds. But what I really like is the direct, here's your lunch and here's a quick visit. And let me, like you just said, lay eyes on you and make sure that you are doing okay.
Yeah. Why Meals on Wheels of all the organizations that are out there that you could volunteer for? What's special about this one?
I think that it's the connection of just food and literally being in the space with our clients.
Yeah.
And that ongoing, you know, I used to see my clients every week. you know, I would know I would see them, and they would know they would see me. And I like that connection. I feel like they really appreciate it, and they get so much out of what, for me, is just a quick visit.
Yeah. How has that changed, and how has that not changed with COVID? I'm sure they're, if anything, more appreciative now than they were before.
They are, but we don't have time.
Yeah.
To talk politics, and
yeah.
We don't have time to talk grandchildren, and the distance is hard. It's hard on the volunteers too, because mm-hmm. they become part of our world, and I personally worry about them a little bit more.
Yeah.
For the same reasons Jason was mentioning.
Faster we get back to normal, the better, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking with Jennifer Greenhoot and Jason Peace again, Meals on Wheels of Durham, the organization. You've got the holiday gift program coming up. What is the holiday gift program, and what does it entail?
So for us, it's a way to give more to our clients, to give back. So what it is we have a curated list through Amazon of different items, different gifts that our clients can choose. So we actually present that list to them when we make the wellness calls and say, hey, which of these items would you like to have? And so how we set it up this year, we're making it possible to adopt a route. So you can adopt half a route, a whole entire route, or even two routes.
Okay.
So those price points will be $200, $400, $800 for two routes. And so we have folks that just donate. They'll say, hey, I want to adopt half a route. I want to adopt two routes. And so the way that we can get the gifts, we could be like Jennifer. Jennifer went on Amazon. She adopted a route, went on Amazon, got those gifts delivered to her home. Mm-hmm. And so she's wrapping those gifts herself and bringing them to our facility to be distributed later. The other way, you can make a donation to us, and we can purchase the gifts. Mm. And then we'll have them at the office, at our facility, and then folks can come in and actually wrap those to be distributed
later. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, really cool.
What are some of the gifts that you're looking at?
So we got blankets, we have throw towels, we have bath and washcloth sets.
Okay.
We have a hat, scarf, glove set. Assorted teas, assorted snack box, and I want to say the last thing we may have are like coloring books,
okay,
pencils and pens,
right,
already
right.
Come with it.
Jennifer, did you get all that? And what else did you? What did you get?
I did. The navy towels are big this
year. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
There's a couple of very soft throw blankets that are popular. The snack boxes always good. I have to say, it wasn't just me though. I texted my friends when I got the message, and I texted half a dozen people and said, do you guys want to do this? Mm-hmm. And instantly I got yes, and they were thanking me for asking them.
Aww.
That just right now everybody needs something good to
do. Yeah. And they're out there. We just got to find them. And you can find them with Meals on Wheels of Durham. Speaking with Jennifer Greenhoot and Jason Pease. For people who want to get involved in the holiday gift program logistics, where do they need to go? What do they need to do?
Sure. So I would encourage everybody to go to our website, mowdurham.org.
Mm-hmm.
There you can find information on how to get involved with the holiday gift program. And get involved in other ways. So, you know, I don't want anybody to ever think that it has to be tied down to just one program. We make deliveries every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So folks can sign up to be greeters, loaders, wellness callers. So there are multiple ways that folks can get involved. And just like Jennifer mentioned a second ago, I think when you start talking about Meals on Wheels Durham, I think you start to talk about Meals on Wheels Durham as a family,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, these relationships that we build with our clients are a lot of times life-lasting, right? And so for all the volunteers that may be listening, or if anybody, whoever is listening out there, I'll just make a pitch to say, hey, let's recruit folks to come in and just help, right? I mean, it's not always about donations of money. Donations of time, donations of your spirit, and just having that human connection with others goes a long way.
Yeah. MOWDurham.org is the website. Go there and find out more. Anything else that folks need to know about Meals on Wheels of Durham, the holiday gift program, anything else?
The other thing I will say is that we have a Christmas dinner program.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday dinner program. And we also are doing a holiday meal for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we've partnered with the Durham Rescue Mission to deliver a hot special meal on Thanksgiving Day. So again, folks can go to that website. They can sign up to be a delivery driver that day if they want to get involved. And if not for Thanksgiving, then our holiday meal in December, they can get involved that way.
Cool. Again, mowdurham.org, the website. Go there and find out more. You've got the holiday meal program for all of the holidays coming up, beginning with Thanksgiving. You've got the holiday gift program, of course, coming up as well. So get involved in all of that, plus regular volunteer and donation options, not just now, but throughout the year, every single day, week, and month. They're doing great work. Jason Peace, Jennifer Greenhoot, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Thank you for having us.